98.7 FM, Arizona's sports station, Bickley Blast.
Sunday was indeed a tale of two halves, one of the most overused cliches in sports, but the bigger story in Arizona is the tale of two coaches. One of them is maxing out a defense that is seemingly bereft of talent, but certainly not of belief, and that defense played its best game of the season yesterday on the road. Then there's the offense, where Cliff Kingsbury is on the hottest cold seat in football, where a great deal of the fan base can now see very clearly how limited he is as an NFL head coach. Poor play calling, poor clock management, uninspired starts, sleepwalking through halves, and an offense that has led the NFL in calling timeouts to avoid delay of game penalties for 3 years running. Now, Kingsbury also has a contract that runs through 2027, which means nothing if the owner is willing to make a change if and when necessary. But Cardinal fans are smart, and they've noticed how strangely attached the owner is to this particular regime, and that knowledge is creating a weird dynamic of mistrust in and around the organization and where it's all going, something I never thought fans would feel about the younger Bidwell. Now, when Kyler Murray expressed his frustrations with the head coach on the field yesterday, barking at him to get his plays in quicker, we all had the same general feeling that the head coach is holding back the quarterback and not the other way around. Either way, in the end, Kingsbury got his second reprieve of the season. The first was a miracle in Vegas. The second came because of his defensive coordinator, and he better find a way to capitalize this time around.